Good morning. It's good to be here this morning.
Good morning.
Blame Brother Jim Huey. He's the one that asked me if I could come, so it's all his fault. But it is good to be here. Like Brother Thompson said, my wife and I come on Friday night and work with the kids, and obviously we've got to meet some of you that come on Friday night, so it's good to see the familiar faces. It's good fellowship on Friday nights, always when there's food involved, right? You can't get wrong. But like Thompson said, my wife is back here, Sherry. And our oldest son is here, I think, downstairs with the kids, so his name is Will. I'm not seeing Will this morning. I thought Will would be here this morning. I met him when you guys had the picnic. Yeah. But as you see, the title is Going Against the Flow. You guys know, like, it's easy when the crowd is going one way to always just go with that flow. But that's not always the right direction. We see here in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. But before we get to that scripture, though, look at, or you could, if you have your Bibles, you can look back. If not, I'll just try to paraphrase. Before we get to this verse, though, this was a time that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, took over Jerusalem in Judah. So he told his people, he said, hey, I want you to get the best that Jerusalem has. I want you to get the best people. I want you to get all the wise people. I want you to make sure those people come in to us. We want to teach them our ways. So before this, we see that Nebuchadnezzar said, hey, since now we've brought these people in, I want to give them what I'm eating and drinking. I want to give them my food, my drink. And so this is where Daniel comes into. So there was at least, we know, four of the Hebrew children. I hope you guys know that it's familiar, the familiar parts. Do you guys know of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Well, of course, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego has their own story of a furnace. But this part is talking Daniel, and he was the leader in that sense. And it says here in verse 8, it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And we're going to flip over here to Romans. Romans chapter 12. But we see here the important part there in Daniel 1:8. He purposed in his heart. And here, this is Paul's writing in chapter 12. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that soweth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Arbor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another. With brotherly love in honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continue in instant in prayer, disputing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind, one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give peace unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So, this morning I just wanted to share with you a little bit about, we've seen Daniel, how Daniel purposed in his heart that he wasn't going to defile himself. We've seen that he took a stand. And if we read on in Daniel, which I encourage you to do if you don't know the whole thing of Daniel, Daniel did that. And then they tested Daniel. They wanted to see how he fared after a period of time. They told Daniel, I can't feed you something other than what everybody else is eating, because if you look worse than the rest, I'm going to get in trouble. So the person that was over Daniel, he said, all right, we'll try this out. We'll let you try this for a month, I think. I can't remember exactly. But he said, let me try that for a little bit. And if it works, then you can do that. Well, we know by reading the rest of the story that it was fine, because Daniel ate herbs. He ate the things that God was pleased with, not the thing that King Nebuchadnezzar was pleased with or liked, but it was things that would not defile God. It went by the law. So Daniel took a stand, and because of his stand, he was favored above others. We see here in Romans chapter 12, Paul begging us, pleading with us, says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That is us purposing in our heart that we are going to serve God, that we're going to put God first. In this world, like I said, it's much easier for us to sometimes go with the flow. If you go to the store, and there's a lot of people going into the store, and you're trying to get out, it's not very easy. And if a lot of people are coming out, and you're trying to get in, it's not very easy. But if we can purpose in our heart, we can do the right thing. It's very hard sometimes, especially if I find myself, you know, at work. I mean, obviously, you have to be sometimes in work, not getting around the wrong crowds. Because if you're in the wrong crowds, they're talking about things that we don't want to hear. They may cuss. They may, you know, tell stories that we don't want to hear. So purposing in our heart to doing the right thing, making things between us and God, putting the right purpose in our hearts. We see in verse 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How do we renew our minds? One thing we can do is come to church. Being encouraged by others is one way that we can renew our minds. But also, being in God's Word can renew our minds. We can encourage each other. Sometimes we can tell people about the bad things that have happened in our life and how God brought us through it. Can encourage others. Sometimes it's telling of the good things that have happened in our lives. How many people drove this morning here? Did you guys make it safely here? Well, praise the Lord. God allowed us to be here this morning. When I look back at, I hate to say stories, because these are not stories of fairy tales that we read in the Bible. Daniel is a documentation. Those are things that happened. But when we look back, you guys said you knew Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I hope that when you go through trials, you think of people, of men of God like that, that you can say, hey, God used them to get them through a fiery furnace. We know that Daniel, he was mentioned, he went through a den of lions. So he survived those things because of God. if God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
If we look back in John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn it, or to condemn the world, but that he, but that the world through him might save it. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." This morning, I just want to encourage us this morning that we can purpose in our hearts. Let us purpose in our hearts to believe in the one true God. This morning, I just want to encourage us to always try to purpose, with purpose, in serving the one true God. As he made it clear to us, he loved us, because he went to the cross and died for us. He made a way that we can have a home, eternal home, in heaven. I know I kind of went through things fast this morning, not purposely, but I'm looking back at Romans the last verse there says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." I want to challenge us that this week that we can be good to those that aren't so good to us. That's hard. I know this morning, as a matter of fact, My oldest son and I, he was not wanting to get ready, or he was, you know, and so we had to have a conversation. And sometimes you get frustrated, but we also got to realize this world is just temporary. This is our going through place. This is not our home. Our final home is in heaven, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So I pray that that is your purpose, heart in your heart, that you've purposed to be a believer in Jesus. So let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we do come to you this morning. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that your will would be done, Lord, and that, Lord, that you would just speak to the hearts of the people this morning, Lord. We would just pray, Lord, your will be done, and that you would get all the glory and honor. And Lord, help us to be true to your words. And Lord, help us, Lord, just to be steadfast and not moved when trouble comes. That, Lord, we know that you're in control, can control all things. And we pray, Lord, that you just would have your will in your way. Just go with this, guide, direct. We ask all in Jesus' name.